Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and as you know, this is an injury show. We do injury claims. We represent injured victims, and we've done it for over 35 years. You can put our experience to work for you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. We are here to help you. We can help you. You know, when you come into Bell and Pollock, you meet with a licensed attorney. Also, you get an initial consultation free. You know, a lot of lawyers say that, but you also get at Bell and Pollock a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan. What do we mean by that? That is so important. We've learned that over the years, that's so important that you have a game plan, a strategy or strategies to beat the insurance company. We think this is so important. We trademark protected the words legal game plan and our concept of legal game plan. You can have it for free. You need a legal game plan from the very beginning. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can go there. We have 6 books. You can download any of them free. Just download an e-copy free, or if you want a hard copy, we'll give it to you free. All you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll be glad to give you a copy of our book. You got to face it. You got to understand. You need a strategy from the very beginning. How the accident happened, you need a strategy. Why? Because the insurance company that's going to try to defeat your injury claim has a strategy. They have a way to try to beat you from the very beginning. We've even done a show that said they have a strategy before you ever get into an accident on how to beat you. So don't you think that if they have one from the very beginning and in the middle and in the end, that you should have one. And if you have one, you enhance your chances of winning this war on your injury claim significantly. As you know, this show is an injury show. We talk about a different injury subject each week. We usually use a typical example of a car crash. We do all kinds of injury cases. We do workers' comp cases, motorcycle cases, bicycles, hit and runs. But in this show, we usually use the example of a car crash. So let's take today's example, Brad. You've got a car crash. Let's say the at-fault party's policy limits are $200,000. And the medical bills are $75,000. And so you're going to recover the $200,000. Maybe you hope you try. And then the $75,000 were paid by a health insurance company. Let's just say it's a health insurance company XYZ. So you get the $200,000, but do you have to pay the $75,000 back to the XYZ health insurance company? And why? And is there anything that you can do about it?
That depends. And that's exactly what it is depending, and that's why you want an attorney to help you get through that maze. The interesting part is the health insurance company that paid the $75,000 medical bills that has been charging you a premium for all those years. And if you just started with them, they've been charging other people premiums for all those years, and you've been paying premiums to somebody else. And the medical company that, or the medical insurance company that has been charging you those premiums and collecting all those, now looks and goes, lo and behold, hey, we want that $75,000 back out of what you recovered from the at-fault party. And you're going, wait a minute. If I give you the money back, then I in essence, am not getting anything for my premiums. I'm not getting anything for what I've been paying you all these years, and for what my employer's been paying you for all these years, or for however I've been able to get my insurance. And the health insurance company looks and goes, we want that money back. And they don't really care to discuss it with you. They say, read your policy. We have a right of subrogation. Our right of subrogation says we get that money back. And so they start fighting you, saying we want that money back if you've collected that money. For years and years, we had in this state equitable doctrines. And the equitable doctrine was what we called the make-whole doctrine. And you also probably, if you come to see us, and you'll learn about the common fund doctrine too. I don't know if we have time to get into it here. But we had the make-whole doctrine where we would argue, well, wait a minute, the amount we recovered was not amount sufficient to make our client whole. It wasn't enough to make the injured party whole. So you can't get recovery, medical insurance company. You can't get your subrogation until our person has been made whole. And then, and only then, can you get your subrogation. And of course, that would lead to a great deal of debate, negotiation, arguments going back and forth, whether or not they were made whole, whether they weren't made whole. And basically, we'd be saying, we know the case inside and out. We know what's going on. We know enough about our injured person, our client, that we can take this stand, and we're not sending you any subrogation. And, you know, make your move. If you've got a move to make, that just be ready, because we don't think you can carry your burden to be able to collect on a make whole common law equitable doctrine that was being used.
I'll tell you what, you can call us anytime. You can call us right now for any kind of help, free legal advice, free initial consultation, significant legal game plan, meaningful game plan. You'll meet with a licensed attorney, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You couldn't forget that if you tried, championsofthepeople.com. It's easy to navigate. It's got a lot of information on there. It's got all of our free books on there. And we're here for you. We have over 35 years of experience. Brad and I have done cases all over the state of Colorado, all over. We've done jury trials in Durango. We've done trials in Steamboat Springs, Sterling, Colorado. And in between, we do workers' compensation cases. Today, we're talking about when you're in a car crash. Our example is the at-fault party, the one who rear-ended you, caused all your injuries. Their policy limits are $200,000. Your medical bills to date and ongoing are $75,000 in this example. Why is it that you have to pay the $75,000 back to the health insurance company, XYZ company? Well, now keep in mind, we're only talking about health insurance companies because there's different rules on Medicare. There's different rules on Medicaid. There's different rules on ERISA plans. There's different rules on sick pay and pension benefits and other contracts for payments and workers' compensation liens. And so you need an attorney to help you navigate this insurance subrogation maze. But subrogation is a fancy legal word that means we want paid back. We, the health insurance company, wants to be paid back. We're subrogated. We're subrogated to your interests. We step into your shoes. We want our money back. And so usually, and as Brad just mentioned a minute ago, it's in the policy language. What do you mean policy language? Your insurance policy. Well, I never read it. No, most people don't. You couldn't change it anyway if you tried. But it says if you recover from a third party, those are the key words, a third party, right? The at fault party, then you have to pay us our medical bills back. Now, Brad also said, mentioned ago, we used to have the common fund doctrine. We used to have to make equitable arguments. Who gets paid? How much? Would you reduce it, please? Can you reduce it? And that money goes to you, the injured victim. So, but Brad, we've got 2010 in Colorado, a statute was passed that was called the Make Whole Statute. Now, we're talking about a health insurance company, right? We're talking about a health insurance company. So let's just explain the basics of a Make Whole concept first before we get into the statutes. You know, Make Whole, how does that work? And how does that make the injured victim money, which is what we try to do at Bell and Pollock all the time?
Well, the Make Whole Doctrine is, it was codified, it was made a statute under 10-1-135 back in 2010. But the real question is, did it make it better or worse? And what was the circumstances? It gave us a presumption under some circumstances. Under other circumstances, it might have made things worse. But we're not going to get into whether the statute is good or bad. It's the statute we have to live with. And as we go through the show, or if you ever come in, if you have been hurt and we sit down and talk to you about your legal game plan, you're going to hear us say that in some circumstances it made things worse and other places it made things better. The place that makes things better is if you collect policy limits from the at-fault party, because if you collect policy limits from the at-fault party, you get a presumption in your favor. And that presumption in your favor says that you were not made whole. So your game plan should always be with your attorney that you're going to try to collect, or you're going to go for, or you're going to try to justify getting the entire policy limits of the at-fault party. Now, it could have made, and it probably made things worse if you don't get policy limits, because then the presumption goes in favor of the insurance company, which gives you a problem, because now what might have been their burden is no longer their burden. But that being set aside, the statute is a statute, and it provides a way for people to resolve disputes, pursuant to how the legislature would like you to resolve them, on whether or not your client has been made whole, whether or not the injured party has been made whole, and whether or not your own health insurance company can make you pay them back the medical bills. And, you know, in a way, I hate using that term, pay you back, pay them back. It's not like they gave you anything. Because really, what they're doing is they're performing on a contract. They're performing on a contract saying, give us your premium dollars for all these years, and if you get hurt or sick or ill and need medical care, we will pay the medical bills. So there's nothing that really should have to be, quote, paid back, because it's not like they've given you anything. This is a contract where they should just be having to go on their way. But they put this clause in their contract, and as Gary was so right to say, there's nothing you can do about it. The clause is the clause, the contract's the contract. So what you're fighting when you're going in is you're fighting whether or not you have to pay your own medical bills or whether the insurance company, the health insurance company that you've been paying premiums, should pay your health insurance.
You know, but if you can save that money, if you don't have to pay them back all of it or part of it, or if you can save at least part of it, then that money goes to you, the injured victim, for you and your family, right? And so you need a legal game plan. And at Bell and Pock, I'm telling you, we preach this all the time. We wrote a book on it. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You need a game plan from the very beginning for every facet of your injury claim. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're going to cover more about the make-whole doctrine today. We're going to show you more ways to put more money in your pocket legitimately, legally, under the statute, and under the common law. We'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. You know, we formed Bell and Pollock in 1984 with the sole vision and mission to help injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. You need help so many different ways. Maybe it's lost wages. Maybe it's payment of medical bills, recovery for your physical injury, recovery for your emotional injuries, how it affects you, how it affects your family, how it affects your spouse, how it affects your children. How does an injured child affect the entire family and the parents? All this has to be taken into consideration. All this has to be the subject of a legal game plan. We wrote the book called Legal Game Plan, Bell and Pollock. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com, and it is free. All of our books are free. You can download an e-copy anytime you want. You just go take a look at the books. I mean, we have one book is the Colorado Definitive Guideline on Colorado Car Insurance. It has picture examples, easy-to-understand narrative, arrows pointing to the right parts of the policy, explanations so that you can understand, sample declaration sheets. That's in our book. Our books are very informative, and they're free. If you want a hard copy, you can call us anytime at our law firm, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You can call us right now for an injury question. Right now, 303-795-5900. Okay, today we're talking about the make-whole doctrine. How do you get more money in your pocket? You know, the health insurance company, you've already paid premiums. Brad said that. So why do they get their money back? Because there's a provision in the insurance policy. Is there a way to beat it? Yes. Can you beat it every time? No. But you must have a strategy. All right, so in our example, for those of you just tuning in, car crash, somebody rear-ends you, Policy limits are $200,000. Your medical bills are $75,000. Health insurance company XYZ wants the $75,000 paid back out of the $200,000. Well, that doesn't leave much for you. What about your future? What about your family? All right. So the statute in Colorado is called the Mako statute. And if you recover the policy limits, and let's just be honest, you can't always recover the policy limits. But there's another way to approach it if you don't. And so today we're talking about if you recover the policy limits of $200,000, the statute then presumes, that, and that's a very powerful word, and there's a legal presumption that you were not made whole. And Brad, if you're not made whole, meaning you didn't get enough money to compensate you fully and fairly for all your injuries, then what does the statute say about what you can do with this $75,000? Do you have to pay it back or not?
No, you can keep it. If you were not made whole, you can keep it. And the reason is because the philosophy behind the way our courts have laid it out, and they laid this out as an equitable doctrine long before we ever got into the legal side of it with a statute, the philosophy behind a litigation when somebody hurts you is that you, the individual, should be able to pursue your rights to the extent to make yourself whole. And your rights sit down or set up to be, one, you have the right to make the at-fault party make you whole. And number two, if the at-fault party doesn't have enough money to make you whole, and you've been fortuitous enough or lucky enough or in a situation where you've got health insurance and health insurance has paid your bills, then between the two of them, you should be able to be made whole. You should be able to get back to where you are. You paid one side and the other side owes you that responsibility because they were negligent and inappropriately and improperly caused your injury. So you should be able to come together with all your sources and get made whole. And that's the philosophy that's pursued. So that's why it's such a hard fight, because as Gary said, if you don't get into that situation, if you don't set yourself up for it, you're going to lose your $75,000. You're going to have to get that money from the at-fault party, give it to the insurance company. You're not going to get it all. And now all of a sudden, you're not made whole.
Exactly. And that's how the statute works. But it's not an easy statute, okay? There are steps you have to take. All right. So let's say you get the $200,000 policy limits. Now, keep in mind, there's different procedures if you don't get the policy limits. We're not talking about that right now. We can help you. If you don't get the policy limits, in many cases, you don't get the policy limits, but there are still ways to approach this paying back the health insurance company, right? So now you get the $200,000 policy limits in our example today because you were rear-ended and your injuries are worth it and you need to be fairly and fully compensated, and Bell and Pollock can help you. You get the $200,000, and then what's going to happen? You know, if you have questions on this, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We've run our law firm since 1984. That's what we do. That's what we've done, helping injured victims. We can help you. We can give you a game plan. We can help you win this war. We can help you put your life back together again. Now, in the example, they're going to pay you the $200,000. So, Brad, the provision in the statute says you're going to get policy limits. You're presumed. There's a legal presumption that you weren't made whole, meaning you weren't paid enough money. And so then you can send a letter under the statute to the health insurance company XYZ. And what is the purpose of this letter, and how does this letter work, and what are their remedies, and how does the ultimate outcome come about?
Within 60 days of getting your money from the at-fault party, you send a letter to the insurance company, the health insurance company, saying that you've received this money and you have to explain what your policy limits are, or what the policy limits are of the person that paid you the money, actually, what the policy limits are. You have to explain to them what your attorney's fees arrangement is with your attorney and what the costs are and how those costs are being paid. And you have to identify what the total amount is. You also have to identify how much your medical bills are. And you put all that into a letter, you send it, and you send it to the health insurance company, at which point you tell the health insurance company that you have not been made whole. And it's your position you have not been made whole, and that it's your intent to keep the $75,000 that we've been talking about in this case. And you're going to keep it. You're not going to turn it over to them. You're not going to pay them any part of it. You're going to pay it all. And you're taking the position that you don't have to pay any of those medical bills because we have a statute now that says you're entitled to keep it. And then you wait for 60 days. And you wait for 60 days to see if the insurance company is going to come back and say, no, 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 you were made whole and we want some of that money or all of that money. Or if the insurance company is going to remain silent, which is consent to you keeping the money, or if they're going to send you a letter consenting that you can keep the money. There's any number one of those three events could occur.
Right. You know, and so look at what happens. You recover the $200,000. You're presumed to be not made whole. You're presumed to not have been paid enough money. You send the letter out to the health insurance company. Your attorney does. A 60-day letter, and you have to send that within 60 days, but why wait the 60 days? Let's just get on it, right? You send the 60-day letter out, and their only remedy, they do have a remedy. I mean, you send them the 60-day letter, but their only remedy under the statute, and boy, did this change the old law. So this is the new law. Their only remedy is to request and demand arbitration. And don't be afraid of arbitration. This can work. But so if they don't request arbitration, if they just are silent and they don't get back to you, then at the end of 60 days, the money, the $75,000 is yours.
That's right. $75,000 is yours. They didn't get back to you. They didn't request the money. You're entitled to keep it. If they do get back to you, then you're going to have an arbitration. And under that arbitration, it's going to be determined whether or not you're going to be able to keep the money or not, whether or not you've been made whole. And then your attorney is going to be involved in picking the arbitrator or arbitrators, if there's going to be more than one. And you're going to go through how and what your injuries are and what the medical bills were and what the long-term devastating effects there are on you as a result of having to go through these medical bills and go through this medical condition and go through this injury. And that's going to be how you will grow into being able to get, hopefully, your money pursuant to the make-whole doctrine.
You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900. I'll repeat that, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. We have offices in Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to tell you and show you some of the tricks the insurance companies use to try to get the $75,000 from you without requesting or demanding arbitration, and what the procedures are if they do request and demand arbitration. That doesn't mean you lose. That doesn't mean anything. That means that they've requested, and by the way, they usually don't request it. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our phone number, 303-795-5900. Our mission, to help you, the injured victim, and your family get your money, put your life back together again, reassemble the family unit, best you can and to win this war. Because it is a war. It is a fight with the insurance company for the at-fault party. Sometimes it's a fight with your own UIM company. Sometimes it's a fight with subrogation and the health insurance company. But you must understand you have to have a legal game plan. To win, you must have a strategy. And if you do not have a strategy or a legal game plan, your chances are greatly diminished. Right? It's that simple. And by the way, at Bell and Pollock, if you call us, we don't just do what we call a drive-by. We don't send an investigator out to see you. Here's some paperwork. Sign it. Come on. Just hire us. And then you never talk to an attorney. You're going to meet with a licensed attorney. 303-795-5900. Today we're talking about the make-whole doctrine. All right, you got the example. $200,000 of policy limits, $75,000 in medical bills. Okay, Brad, so let's say in this example, you recover the policy limits of $200,000. And one more time, if you recover less than the policy limits, there's ways to help you. We're not covering them in the show today, but you can call us anytime. But you recover the $200,000. You send out the make-whole letter to the health insurance company. 60 days goes by, and sometimes what do they try to do in between? They try to call you up and negotiate. Their sole remedy is arbitration, but they're not saying that. They say, can we split this? Can we reduce it? Can we divide it up? And how is that handled?
Well, a strong attorney is going to look and say, no, well, you're not going to do that. Not unless they can present a good argument to the attorney on the phone at that time, which would make the attorney think that they would lose the make-whole argument. Because the attorney, the make-whole argument somewhat sits on an all-or-nothing when it goes to arbitration. You're either going to lose all the $75,000 or you're going to keep all the $75,000. Now, they may call up and say, here's what we've got that makes us think you're not made whole, and they start going through it. An attorney has to look at that. An attorney can't just ignore what the other side's going to say. You have to look at what the other side says. But the attorney has to understand that they've got the burden if you've collected policy limits. And if you're not, then the attorney has the burden to show that you've not been made whole. And there's going to be a good argument presented. Then you've got to talk to the insurance company.
But you first must have attorneys that understand and know the law, know the statute, and care about you, the client, the injured victim, and spend the time, effort, energy, and money to do this for you. You can call us anytime, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.